Today, Be'ezah Hashem learned Daf Yud Aleph of Masechtas Avodah Zarah. Some of the topics we learned about include Yom HaLeida, the Romans worshipped Avodah Zarah on the current emperor's birthday. Yom HaMisa, the Romans worshipped Avodah Zarah on the anniversary of the emperor's death. And there's a machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda v'Chacham, and whether this applies only to Misa Sheyesh Basreifa, if they burned the emperor's belongings, or even to Ein Basreifa, if they did not burn the emperor's belongings. Sarfin ala malachim, v'loy midarchei ha'amayri. The Jews are permitted to burn the personal items of their deceased king, and this is not considered the ways of the goyim. Oikrin al ha'malachim ve'im b'mishum darchei ha'mayri. After the king's death, the Jews are permitted to cut the sinews of the horse's leg, and there's no concern for the isra bal tashchis and tsar balachayim. The Mishnah mentions several edehen shel ebdik ha'chavim in which ena osa ela oisa ha'yoyim v'oisa ish bulvad. The prohibition not to deal with akum applies only on that day, but not on the preceding and following days. And only to that specific person, but not to others, because these are celebrations of an individual's private occasions and therefore of lesser significance. The Roman holiday that they celebrate only once in 70 years. There are five cities that have established places of Avodah Zarah that worship Avodah Zarah on every day, and therefore Jews are always forbidden to deal with them. Outside Eretz Yisrael, the Yisr Ma'asamatan applies only on the day of the actual holiday, but not on the preceding and following days.